I really hurt for my kids because the hard times that we're that all the world is going to be experienced, that's what I believe.
My name is Zoe Grieskin. This is Story 49. Last month on Story 49, we met Delbert Pungawi. He's the president of the tribal government of Savunga. His community on St. Lawrence Island is on the front line of climate change. Growing up, Delbert learned about the changing earth from elders like his grandparents, and he's seen it himself. Warmer winters and a radical loss of sea ice are already affecting ways of life on the island, and Delbert has become a strong voice calling for action to protect his community. Delbert says his young children are his greatest motivation. Like any parent, he says, he wants them to have a bright future, and he struggled with exactly what to tell them about the work he does, what to tell them about climate change.
I really don't want to tell them about the scary stuff, you know, because I don't want them to dwelling on it.
The scary stuff. Delbert heard some of it when he was a kid from his grandfather, who told him the earth was preparing to renew herself.
And he said that when our mother renews itself, it's very violent. And he said, when our mother earth moves in earnest, starts to renew herself, that there will be no power on this earth that will tell our mother, wait a minute, wait a minute. We can't slow it down now. She's on the move.
Delbert sees climate change as a process that is already well underway, and he's been frustrated by policies on the national and international level that merely chip away at carbon emissions, but ignore what is already happening to communities on the ground. At this point, he says, climate change probably can't be stopped, but we can get ready.
We're not really prepared for catastrophic disasters. The fear is we're not on high ground itself. If we were hit by a tsunami, it would be devastating to the village itself. We don't have an evacuation road / shelter. We're pushing real hard for that now. Our number one priority now to get that evacuation road. Every region, every community, with the economy the way it is right now in the crunch, dollars are hard. We must, with whatever we can, prepare for disasters.
Delbert shares this message wherever he can. He's spoken at the Alaska Federation of Natives and met with countless state and federal officials. I asked him how he came to this role, how he became a leader.
I actually never thought I would become president, but this is my third consecutive year. It's because, you know, when I fight for and speak for my people, I'm fearless.
When Delbert speaks, he shares not only his ideas, but the words of his grandfather, Alfred, who he says foresaw the changes in the world today. Delbert learned from his grandfather that cycles of the earth are natural, but he says,
yes, I believe that man has made this profound, unbelievable impact on the earth, polluting and ruining ecosystems and contaminating. I'll use this metaphor. When us humans abuse ourselves with alcohol and drugs, and we die younger. Doctors have did autopsies on it and put out the report that their internal organs, visibly, they age faster. The doctors report 20-year-old, 30-year-old, their internal organs are like 50, 60-year-old.
Delbert says many of our activities as a society affect our planet like that, aging it and making it unhealthy. He says the way things are set up right now, we're locked into it.
Man's activity, it's a huge, unstoppable machine now. It's so powerful, we can't really you know, there's too much power behind it. There's no stopping the development, you know, despite the warnings. Everything we're doing too, consuming from the stores, you know, the goods, we're contributing.
And what's driving it?
Man has become very gluttonous. And there's a hole in man that our ancestors also believed is that power and greed. You never dabble with that, the hole in man. Once you start dabbling in it, you cannot fill it up. It will never be satisfied. It will never get full.
Still, Delbert's message is one of hope. He believes Indigenous people around the world are uniquely positioned to be a voice for action on climate change and provide a vision for the future.
Mother Earth has begun her renewal process in earnest. And what she does renews herself. My ancestors, they actually experienced it and survived it.
And Delbert says they've never lost their connection to the natural world. Delbert says he feels a kinship to Indigenous people around the globe, especially anyone fighting to protect the natural resources that sustain them.
Worldwide, there's a big fight going on right now. The right for clean water. The right for clean ecosystems. Damming the rivers. Once those rivers are dammed, they're damned, you know. Whatever little Indigenous tribes that are left in this world that are clinging on to our tradition or our beliefs, it is very painful. I could say my heart bleeds for my Mother Earth. My heart bleeds for all the Indigenous peoples because they are under assault right now as we speak for their forests, for their rivers that they've depended on for thousands of years. No government, no industry can ever put a dollar amount on any ecosystem in the world. No dollar amount. You cannot measure.
When decisions are being made about the natural resources they depend on, Delbert says Indigenous people deserve a seat at the table. For example, in discussions of the changing Arctic.
It is very critical and very important that we are included and recognized by the Arctic nations and be seated in the Arctic nations, that we have a voice in what decisions that may or may not have a direct severe impact to our people that depend on the Arctic. It is a very sad day that we are not recognized and seated in there.
Just as they didn't choose to be colonized, Delbert says his people didn't create the problems climate change is now posing to his community, but they'll have to deal with them.
Hey, look, stop and look. What is our children going to inherit now? And right now, what makes my heart bleed for my kids now is what we are faced with. And what is coming. It's something that I've had a profound power over me, over my most of, if not all of my life. It has more control over me than, it's hard to put in words, but do you understand what I'm saying? That it has immense power over me, and I accept it as my destiny, maybe, that I will have to walk this to my end, and I'm proud of that. I'm happy that I have my identity and my belief, and that I'm passing it on to my kids. Hold on to their identity and their beliefs. I better quit and go get my daughter now.
Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible. Special thanks to Delbert Pingawi. Music in this episode by Mystery Mammal. If you or someone you know has a story to share, contact KNOM at 443-5221 or on the web at knom.org. I'm Zoe Grieskin, and you just heard Story 49, sharing your story, your voice, your Alaska.